Episode number 37 of the MVP is brought to you by GoToMeeting.com. Hey, look outside. Is it sunny? That's because summer is on the way. You don't want to be at work, but business doesn't stop. I got some good news for you. You can escape the office and still stay connected to your coworkers and clients, share ideas, get projects done, problem solve by using GoToMeeting with HD Faces, the powerful and simple way to meet and collaborate online. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it takes just a click to share your screen and work on documents in real time with other people. And just turn on that webcam to make your online meeting an HD video conference. See each other face to face. It's like meeting in person, but without the stale donuts. Easily launch or join a meeting from wherever you are, whenever you need, using your computer, your smartphone, or your tablet, and you can even present from an iPad. So try GoToMeeting free for 30 days and use the special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Sigler. Remember, that is GoToMeeting.com. Use the promo code S-I-G-L-E-R. And now on with our story. Welcome to the MVP, Book 4 in the Galactic Football League series, written and performed by author Scott Sigler. The MVP is suitable for ages 12 and up and contains graphic on-field violence. This novel, along with Book 1, The Rookie, Book 2, The Starter, and Book 3, The All-Pro, is available as a full-length, unabridged digital audiobook download as an ebook for Kindle, Nook, iPad, iPhone, Android, or any EPUB-compatible device, and in paperback. The MVP is also available as a signed, numbered, limited-run collector's edition hardcover while supplies last. To order any version, go to scottsigler.com/store. Hello, junkies. Welcome to the MVP episode number 37. Do you still have the chills from episode number 36? Do you? If you haven't heard episode 36, stop this immediately. Go back and listen. Make sure you hear them all in order. I wouldn't want to give a spoiler. Are you done? Go Krakens! Like the Miami Heat, the Ionath Krakens are champions. It is a fantastic, fantastic accomplishment for Quentin and the gang. So far, June is it's a get shit done month. I've told you this. I've produced over 75,000 new words of fiction. And ladies and gents, that is a lot of words. Closing in on the first draft of a brand new book, which I can't tell you about. But if you've seen me at conventions or seen me on tour, you may have heard me read a little bit from it. But that's all done. Bye-bye. Crown has released the official cover for Pandemic. So if you haven't seen that cover yet, go over to scottsigler.com and check it out. This week, we're gearing up to switch website platforms. So if you notice some wonkiness, that is why. We've shut down registration for now. We can expect a few bumps along the way, of course. But we are working closely with Len Peralta, creator of our superhero versus supervillain artwork, and Matt Murray at the company Filament 72. They're cooking up a custom WordPress site, and we are looking forward to the move. Hopefully it's going to address a lot of the spam issues we've had, some various changes. Hang in there, junkie. Change is coming. There is only one episode left in the MVP, then the question and answer episode, then we begin the podcast of the audiobook Bones Are White. If you have a question about the MVP, if you have a comment, any thoughts, why not send those to media@scottsigler.com. You can send a regular old email. You can record an MP3, send it to media@scottsigler.com. We will play that in the Q&A episode and respond to it live. Or you can call 206-666-4673. That's the GORE line, 206-666-GORE. And leave a message. We will use that message and respond to that in the Q&A episode. After this episode, we have a promo for the Geek Cred podcast. You know the name Steve Rickyberg? Maybe you've heard him in the intros and the outros. He was the engineer for the MVP and the sound designer of that rocking final game. He's got a podcast all of his own where he discusses all things geek. After the episode, we're going to roll that promo. You can hear how it sounds. And trust me, he's an okay guy as far as, you know, ex-war criminals go. But he's really totally an okay guy. Don't think this story is over. The last two episodes have critical information and plot developments that will carry on into the final three books of the GFL series. It is scheduled for 7 books. So without further ado, here we go. The MVP episode number 37. The Krakens screamed. They shouted. They pushed and hugged each other. They clacked arms against their chests. They jumped, sang, ran, and laughed. orange and black confetti filled the air. The Quiff Concordia national anthem blared from the shipyard sound system. Everything seemed to go by in a blur. One second, Quentin was in a pile of his celebrating teammates. The next, he was shaking hands with Jack's players. He couldn't seem to find Don. That was bothersome but not surprising, as his childhood hero had revealed his true colors long ago. The next minute, he and his teammates were running around the field, reaching up to high-five the Ionath fans who hung over the retaining wall, desperate to touch their victorious soldiers. Camera flashes strobed. Spotlights tracked him every step of the way. Reporters reached microphones up to his face, but he didn't hear half of the questions and didn't bother to answer the others. He touched as many fans as he could. The Kraken's faithful were beside themselves with joy. Humans smiling and laughing. Fully covered Sklorno females jumping and doing flips. Key barking congratulations. Flying hurrah doing barrel rolls. The eyes of Quith workers, warriors, and leaders alike all showing the yellow-orange of utter happiness and joy. For the first time since joining the Krakens, Quentin realized something shocking. The orange and the black didn't just bind the players together as one tribe, it also bound the fans. Maybe tomorrow the races could go back to hating each other, but for this one single, pure moment, every species melded into one giant family. A tug on his arm. Missal the Efficient, shoving a t-shirt and a hat into his hands. Quentin held up the hat, looked at it. A holo image waved across the front, an image that read, Ionath Krakens, Galaxy Bowl 27 Champions. He threw his head back and howled at the night sky. He laughed as he put the hat on, then bounced on his toes, jumping up and down in place. His Sklorno teammates swarmed in, wrapping their tentacles around him and jumping in time. Another tug on his arm. Quentin again looked down to Missal.
Elder Barnes, you're wanted on the podium for the trophy ceremony.
Missal pointed. A wide platform was floating down to midfield. People were already on that platform, including the diminutive form of Commissioner Rob Frost. Missal tugged on his arm again.
Elder Barnes, please, we will be late.
Quentin reached down and picked up Missal. He tucked the worker under his good arm, then turned to his teammates.
Krakens, let's go get our hardware!
Missal kicked and struggled.
Elder Barnes, put me down!
Quentin ran toward the podium, fake stiff-arming with his ravaged right hand as he pretended Missal was his football. Quentin Barnes was the center of the galaxy. He no longer felt pain in his hand. He'd finally let Doc take care of that with a few shots. Quentin had needed a clear head for the game, but now the game was over. He stood on the stage. His excited teammates packed in around him, as did Coach Hokor, Missal the Efficient, and Greedock the Splithead. The wind and snow had finally slowed to almost nothing, but now orange and black confetti rained down, landing on the field, sticking in hair, on fur, and two filthy uniforms. Rob Frost stood on a pedestal, putting him almost at eye level with Quentin. On that pedestal, the golden football, the GFL Championship trophy. Standing next to Frost was a smiling Chick McGee, the sports broadcaster who, along with Massara the Observant, had called the Galaxy Bowl for several years running. Chick held a microphone and waved to the crowd. The commissioner smiled wide. His red teeth revealed his happiness. He had presided over one of the greatest games in GFL history, a back-and-forth affair that finished on the last play of the game. There had been a few key injuries, but no one had died. It had been a Galaxy Bowl for the ages. Greedock and Hokor didn't have a pedestal. They moved carefully, trying to avoid the big legs of over-exuberant football players. Quentin reached down and picked up his furry coach.
Barnes, put me down!
No way, coach! You need to be up high for this!
He sat Hokor on his shoulder pad. Hokor struggled for a moment, but finally relaxed and looked around. His pedipalp shook with joyous laughter.
Barnes, you are smarter than you look! It is a good view from up here!
Not to be outdone, Virak the Mean pushed his way to the front of the stage. He picked up Greedock and set the tiny gangster on his own shoulder pad. Quentin laughed at the sight of Greedock riding high. There was no hate now, could be no animosity at this moment. No matter what the leader had done, the Krakens wouldn't have been here were it not for his immeasurable skill at player acquisition. He had earned this championship just as much as anyone who wore a uniform. Greedock tried to stay serious, but the emotions of the moment overwhelmed him. His pedipalps quivered with joy. His eyes swirled yellow-orange. As he looked around, his gaze locked with Quentin's. The two sentients stared at each other for a moment. Then Quentin reached his left hand toward the team owner. Vyrak tensed. Quentin felt Chodo the Bright behind him, suddenly trying to push forward to handle the potential threat. Quentin stepped sideways to block Chodo, sending a subtle message that everything was okay. Quentin held his hand palm out in front of the leader.
High five me, Greedock! We're number one!
Greedock stared for a moment, then reached out a tiny pedipalp hand and slapped Quentin's palm.
Congratulations, Barnes! You have earned the right to forever be known as a champion!
Quentin nodded, then turned away to look into the stands. Much of the crowd had filtered out of the stadium, but thousands remained for the final ceremony. Orange and black confetti still fluttered through the air. Quentin couldn't stop smiling, couldn't stop laughing. He felt hands on his free arm. Becca, looking up at him, her face blazing with joy. She had ditched her shoulder pads and now wore a white t-shirt. On the shirt, orange-trimmed black letters spelled out Galaxy Bowl Champions. Beneath those words, the six-tentacle logo of the Ioneth Krakens. Beneath the logo, a phrase that made Quentin's chest vibrate with pride. The only variable was time. He put his arm around her shoulders and pulled her in tight for a hug. She hugged him back. Her body felt warm and inviting.
Quentin, we did it!
He nodded.
We sure as hell did!
Chick McGee raised the microphone to his mouth. His amplified voice echoed across the field.
Let's have a big round of applause for such a fantastic Galaxy Bowl!
The crowd roared in approval.
Wonderful, Chick said. Sentience, to present the GFL Championship Trophy, please give a big welcome to League Commissioner Rob Frost!
The crowd's yell was a paltry imitation of the roars that came during the game, but Froze smiled and waved, clearly soaking up his moment in the spotlight. He leaned into his podium and spoke into a microphone.
What a great football game between two hard-fighting teams, Froze said. I thank them, and I thank you, football fans, for such a great season.
He paused for more applause, then continued.
It's been 20 seasons since Ioneth won a title. That span included a trip back down to Tier 2, but overcoming adversity is a part of football as it is a part of life. I hope that this second title is all the sweeter because of it.
Froze turned to look at Quentin and the two Quiff leaders who had led Ioneth to a title.
To Greedock the Splithead and Coach Hokor the Hookchest, I present you the 2685 GFL Championship Trophy.
Tiny human hands lifted the trophy toward Greedock. He reached out, grabbed it, then held it high. The Ioneth faithful in the stands screamed in joy as yet another round of confetti poured down. Chick lifted a microphone to his mouth.
Greedock, the title is back in Ioneth. How does that feel?
He angled the microphone toward Greedock. The leader moved the trophy to the side and leaned in.
It feels long overdue, Greedock said. After our 1-4 start, everyone assumed that we were finished. 10 wins later, the bitter taste of defeat coats their lying tongues while we savor the delicious taste of victory.
Quentin laughed and shook his head. That was about as gracious as Greedock could be. Chick took the trophy from Greedock and handed it up to Hokor.
Coach, you won the big one, Chick said. What does it say about this team that you overcame so many injuries to take the title?
Hokor stared at the trophy for a moment. Quentin saw the golden reflection in Hokor's big cornea. When Hokor spoke, Quentin wasn't sure if he was talking to Chick or to the trophy itself.
I am proud of our players, the coach finally said. They have all worked very hard to get here. I have to thank Greedock the Splithead for his brilliance at assembling such talent. That is all.
Holcore handed the trophy down to Quinn, then slid off of Quentin's shoulder and faded into the mass of sentience packed on the podium. Quentin stared. He held the Galaxy Bowl trophy in his hands. The stadium lights played off the metal and the carved facets, making the prize glimmer and vibrate as if it were a living thing.
We did it. We actually did it. We are immortal.
A thump on his shoulder. Quentin looked at Chick, who was smiling wide.
Quentin, are you with us?
Quentin blinked, then laughed.
Yeah, sorry. What did you say?
I said, how does it feel to be the champion of the galaxy?
There were no words to describe the feeling. No poet in all existence could frame the experience.
I'm just really proud of our team. We overcame so much. No matter what happened, we found a way.
His eyes scanned his teammates, then locked with John Tweedy's. Quentin held John's gaze as he again leaned into the mic.
Things went wrong, and we worked together to get past them. At the end of the day, we play as a family, and we win as a family.
John blinked rapidly, then looked down and away. Quentin hoped he could get through to John, but now was not the time for that. He held the trophy by its base and raised it high. His teammates jumped in place. They pumped fists, they waved tentacles, they banged arms against their chests, they bellowed and screamed and hooted and squealed. He had led them here, to this moment, and together they had seized it.
Quentin, Chick said, there's just one more thing before we let you go celebrate with your team and fans. Commissioner Frost was supposed to present the next award, but someone else asked if he could, and the commissioner graciously said, why the shuck not?
Frost reached out and tapped Chick on the shoulder. Chick turned, Frost said something in his ear, then the broadcaster again raised the mic to his lips.
Sorry, Commissioner, sorry, folks at home. I mean to say that Frost graciously backed out. And now, the presentation.
Chick took a step back, and there was Don Pine. Dirt and blood streaked his blue skin. His white hair stuck out in all directions. Frozen mud covered his metallic jersey, was caked on his armor, and the once white brace on his leg. Don had one hand behind his back. Chick grinned white, hamming up the moment for the sentients present and the billions watching all across the galaxy.
Sports fans, this is unusual, he said. Correction, it is highly unusual to have someone from the opposing team on the victory podium. But don't think of this man as a Jupiter Jack. Think of him as a two-time GFL champion. Here to present the Galaxy Bowl MVP trophy is former league MVP, Donald Pine.
Chick handed Don the microphone and the crowd cheered. Had Quentin heard that right? In all the commotion of the game and the championship ceremony, had he actually forgotten about the game's most valuable player award? Don raised the microphone.
First, congratulations to the INF Krakens. I started the season with you guys. I know how hard every one of the franchise works. To my friends in the orange and the black, I salute you.
The Krakens players cheered loudly, their love for the man unchanged by a trade to Jupiter. Every one of them had broken bread with Don Pine, and everyone held memories of his leadership, his teaching, his mentoring, and his patience. Quentin could barely breathe. Was this even possible? Could this really be happening? Don turned to face Quentin. Finally, the blue face split into a wide smile.
Quentin Barnes, I remember the first day you arrived to play up a tier ball. I'm honored to have been your teammate. Knowing you has changed my life for the better. What you did on that field today was legendary. It is my great privilege to present you with the Galaxy Bowl Most Valuable Player Award.
Don pulled the hand from behind his back. In it, he held the Galaxy Bowl MVP trophy. It was a silver, regulation-sized football mounted on a dark wooden base. A swoop under the trophy showed the home planets of the league's original five races. Chachana, Earth, Ki, Quith, and Bosor 3. A black shield showed the words, the impossible words, Galaxy Bowl 27, Most Valuable Player. Quinn's mostly numb right hand seemed to float, to reach out and gently take the trophy. Don slapped him on the shoulder pad, nodded,
then turned and walked off the podium. In his left hand, Quentin held the GFL Championship trophy. In his right, the Galaxy Bowl MVP award. All of his dreams had come true. He raised both trophies high over his head. The crowd and his teammates roared in joy. They roared for the title, but mostly they roared for him.
Junkies, we're almost done. One episode left after this. Just one episode left. What's going to happen? Remember, if you want to get your thoughts in for the Q&A episode, you can email a question or comment to media, M-E-D-I-A, at scottsigler.com. You can record an MP3 and email that to media at scottsigler.com. Or you can phone 206-666-4673. That is 206-666-GORE. Leave a message. We will get that as a recording. We will work that into the Q&A episode. I told you I had a promo for the Geek Cred podcast by Steve Rickyberg. I'm going to roll that, and I will talk to you all real soon.
Hello, junkies. Steve Rickyberg here, audiobook engineer for the MVP. While you're waiting for that next fix, check out my podcast, Geek Cred, featuring in-depth, behind-the-scenes interviews about everything geek. From technology to science fiction to video games and beyond, Geek Cred highlights creative, interesting people behind what's happening in geek culture. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever fine podcasts are found. Get your geek on at geekcred.net.
You have been listening to The MVP, Book 4 in the Galactic Football League series. Written and performed by Scott Sigler. Produced by A. Kovacs and engineered by Steve Rickyberg. For more information on the author and for more free stories, go to scottsigler.com. Theme music is the song Heaven's Alive by the band Lacuna Coil.